circumstances, we ask in Christ's name. Amen. Anybody else back here while I'm in this area? Yes, Rosalie. Let's see if we can. I think you probably do.
My husband Herb and I have been attending here for the last few months. That is when we're not running back home again to Austin to see everyone and go to church. But we are very thankful for this church and for the messages that we hear every Sunday, and whenever we're here, it is really a Bible teaching church. And the messages today by the Sunday school teacher and our pastor Steve have really warmed our hearts today in particular.
Any others back here in this section? Okay, John.
Well, the last time we had a session like this was on Thanksgiving. The last time I was at one was Thanksgiving, maybe a year or a year and a half ago. And I gave thanks to God for all the organizations that I had been involved with, Christian Marriage Encounter and the Bill Gothard and CBMC, Christian Businessmen's Committee, and I still give God thanks for all those organizations. But the thing that I've really been impressed with this year has been how God honors His Word and time spent alone with Him. And it's just, you know, unbelievable how much you can learn just spending time with God.
Thank you. Okay, any others? Yes.
I'd like to say thank you for the church and the support that I've had when I was having some problems. And I'd like to thank God for bringing me through what He has in my life and for making me the person that He has. He's given me some tough trials and tribulations. And I'd just like everybody to pray with me once that I can keep making it through it. Dear Lord, I know You made me this person for a special reason. And I want You to teach me to move aside and let You work through me. And that I wouldn't take everything so personally when people come to me and they say things. I make me step aside, Lord, and pray for them instead of feeling things emotionally. And I just thank You, Lord, for making me the person that I am today and bringing me back to Your love and back to Your church. And I know that You'll keep me here forever. And I pray that You keep all my friends here, too. Thank You, Lord.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Okay, any others back here? Roger?
We just were singing a song called, or relating to God's faithfulness. I don't know about you all, but quite often when I think about God's faithfulness, I say, no, I asked that prayer, Lord. Where's the answer to it? When I first became a Christian, I said, Lord, I want patience. I want it now. And that was almost 10 years ago, and I think my daughter would say that I might be a little bit more patient than I was. A number of years ago, I bought a used car, and when I bought it, it was really used. And I said, Lord, I need another car. That was in 1975. 5 years later, when the car died, the Lord provided the money that day. My in-laws called up and said, you need a new car, here's the money for it. We didn't ask them, they sent it to us. About 1974, after I guess Stacy was 8 years old, we decided that perhaps we'd like to have another child. Now the Lord's faithful. I didn't necessarily realize it. But we said, Lord, we'd like to have another child. So we put that on our prayer list. And Stacy's going to be 17 in February, and we're expecting in January. Now, when somebody says, is the Lord faithful? The Lord's faithful. We're not the ones who are faithful. And so I can say that, you know, standing here tonight, that I've asked prayers, and I've forgotten about the prayers. But the Lord doesn't forget them. Now, He's going to make me patient. And I think I know how He's going to do it. But I can tell you this. It's from people like you, this church, and the worldwide church of Christ that keeps us supported. And I encourage all of you to encourage each other. That includes me, because I'll be needing it in about 5 months. And so with that little note, I want to thank you all.
Thank you, Roger. That's great. Any others? Yes.
I heard Billy Graham was going to be here tonight. And I don't want to pass up the opportunity to have a body like this pray. Y'all have already prayed for my little boy named Luke Shannon. And I guess the first 6 months of his life, he was in the hospital more than he was out. And he's been spending a lot of time home now, and he's doing much better. He still needs continual prayer, and we covet your prayers. We used to go to a large church, and now the Lord has led us to a small church, and so we kind of feel like we're out on the mission field, you know, and it's good to come to a big body like this and to see the more of the body of Christ together and worshiping and praising the Lord. So the Shannon family covets your prayers as we're out in a small church ministering, and as our little boy continues to grow, and he has a restriction in his passageway, and we're just waiting for it to be healed and for him to get older to where he can breathe a lot better. And so we covet your prayers. Thank you.
How old is Luke? 9 months old. Bob, you're right here. Why don't you lead us in prayer for little Luke Shannon, would you?
Our Father, how we do thank you that we can never sink too low physically or emotionally to get below the hand of God. And Lord, we thank you that your hand is under little Luke, as that same hand upholds each member of your body and is available to each man and woman on this earth, made in your image. God, we thank you that that little fellow made in your image has been claimed as yours by his parents. And Lord, we pray that you might bless him because of their faithfulness and because of the faithfulness of the prayers of your body for that little fellow. God, we don't expect you to do everything by our design, but Lord, we do pray that your will be done in his life and that we won't interfere with that will, but that we'll praise you for the fact that you fulfill your purpose. Father, would you fulfill your purpose in that life by giving him your breath? Would you breathe that new into him so that those lungs can be full and so that that little body can grow so that he might praise and serve you, the God who's led him out of affliction? Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. It's always good to have a mic, so I want to say a good word for the elders of this church. We're a needy group, and we're about to have a meeting coming up a week from this Monday night, and there's a lot of things that need attention in a church this size and in a church that'd be a lot smaller, amen? And so we covet your prayers that you'll realize, as Ann and I have discovered in the last 2 years, when we first came to Wayside, I thought, good grief, everything is together here, and this is not a very needy group, and I wouldn't fit in because I feel very needy. And I want to assure you that this is a needy group, and I feel like I'm really part of a needy group. And the elder board in their meeting coming up is going to look at some things for needy people, and we really pray that you'll uphold us. We can't share all those things because they wouldn't mean a lot to you, but one of the things I would like to share is that when we get together and we pray in those monthly meetings, there's tremendous burdens that each one of us carry for each one of you as your elected representatives, and that's easy to say, but it's hard to live out. We just want you to know that we're really fervent in our prayer, but we need your prayers that we'll be one about the decisions we have to make. Where we put your money is a big one for us right now. How we grow and how we meet needs in this church are just heavy on the hearts of the men that serve you or try to serve you. So would you pray for us? And we just thank you for that.
Thank you, Bob. Okay, any others? Anyone over here? Mm-hmm.
My wife told me that last time she felt my hand this cold was when our last child was born. And I guess the Holy Spirit was certainly with us then, too. We've been coming to Wayside about 6 months. about the last 3 months has just been terrific in our spiritual lives and almost terrible in the rest of our lives. But I want to apologize to the congregation because the last 3 months, every Sunday message from Steve and from Russell has been especially for us. And I'm sorry you had to sit through it. every week when we had a problem and we came on Sunday, there was the answer. And it's just been a wonderful fulfillment in our life. I just can't tell you. This is the first time we've come at night. And when we left church today, and it wasn't just because of Billy Graham, but when we left today, without discussing it, I told my wife, I said, I don't know what you do with the kids tonight, but I'm coming tonight. She says, well, so was I. So we brought the kids, and I know the Holy Spirit wanted us to come tonight and wanted us to come for this, and I just wanted to share it with you. We have really found the Lord here, and through the teachings of Steve and Russell, and even when Buzz finally had a message, it was right on target, and the one message about adultery didn't apply. But we really have enjoyed the rest of it, I really appreciate having found the Lord here, Steve.
Your wife's name is
Liz, and John Mill.
Yes. Okay. Great. Praise the Lord for that. Any others? This is just getting better and better. Bob Deaver. Glenn Deaver, I'm sorry.
I have difficulty in sharing what Betty and I do as a work, partly because it doesn't seem too great, but yet we believe the Lord, after being in the Free Church pastorate for about 15 years, then the Lord led us into working with teenage girls, in a temporary home here in Dallas. We're from Dallas, in San Antonio. But I'm sure you all are aware of all the problems that are in our world today with families and with our teenagers. And because of the problems that exist, it's very needful to have homes where they can go on a temporary basis. And the only Christian home in San Antonio is the one run by the Buckner Baptist Benevolences, and it's called Teen House. And this home is strictly for girls, and our limit of the number of girls is 8, and the ages are 12 to 17. And of course, being a Christian home, it's our desire to bring a witness of the gospel to these girls. And we do that ourselves, and we have people come in for Bible studies and to visit with the girls, and we take them to church. And many times we feel like we're right in the midst of the devil's camp sometimes when we get girls in who are very rebellious. Sometimes they be into witchcraft and just a variety of reasons that they come to us. And of course, some of them are there because they have stolen and been arrested. And some of them are there because they're very disobedient to their parents and they're put into our home to try and... One lady sent her girl to us, and she says, I want you to teach her respect. Well, since ours is a 30-day shelter, it's kind of hard to undo maybe 15 years' work in 30 days, but that's the idea people sometimes have. But we do see the Lord do real miracles in the lives of girls, and especially in the last few months, we've had a number of conversions and seemingly genuine conversions in the girls. So this is something that encourages us and keeps us going. And so we'd appreciate your prayers as we work at Teen House. We're almost downtown on 429 East Evergreen. And we really need prayer that, you can imagine having 8 girls from different homes. And sometimes they're Mexican-American, sometimes they're Anglos, and sometimes we get black girls. And the variety of backgrounds and the conflicts. And sometimes we have to bodily separate them when they get into a fight and things like that. So we would really appreciate your prayers for us and for Teen House and for that ministry.
Thank you, Glenn and Betty Deaver. I think we could just pause and ask the Lord's blessing on their ministry. Father, we thank you for so many here that are ministering outside of the church during the course of the week in a world that is so mixed up and chaotic and torn with strife, the ravages of sin. We pray for Glenn and Betty, especially with their ministry to these teenage girls, that you would give them real strength and patience and wisdom and just a great deal of discernment to be able to know each of these children and how best to minister to their needs. We pray that they would have a great and very fruitful ministry in the weeks to come with the girls who are there and who will be coming. We ask in Jesus' name. Okay, any others? I'm back through this section here, kind of winding down to the front. Okay, Karen?
My hands are cold, my heart's beating too, so I guess I'm going to say something. Some of you probably wondered, you know, where Norm is. He's in Germany now. And the one thing that really stuck into my mind that he has written is that we have been sheltered in Christ a long period of time, and he says we will be stretched. And I am looking forward to going over there and sharing the Lord. He has already paved the way, the Lord has, and Norm has seen many, many people that are very hungry. And I want to thank Mike Bruce and Rob Roberts, I don't know if he's here, to have encouraged Craig and many of the teenagers like Jacob right now up there in the sound room. I just really praise them for allowing them to do that. And I thank Wink Kelso for encouraging Robbie, because I just feel like the Lord has something special for them over there to use their music or the sound room or whatever. And I thank this body. You are so wonderful, the smiles and encouragement that we are able to give one another. We may not know each other, but a good morning or a good evening or a smile means so much. And I thank you and love you all.
Karen. Larry, why don't you lead us in prayer for Norm and Karen? Norm's already in Germany. The family will be leaving shortly.
Well, Father, as we've listened tonight and have heard again how frail we all are and how insecure without you. And yet we have seen and heard of your faithfulness in paying such special attention to each one of us. We tend to forget that, but we've been so freshly reminded of it tonight. And as Karen has just shared, that the Lord has again gone before and begun to prepare them for their ministry over there, we would ask you, Father, to keep them secure in your hand, to overcome the fears that naturally come in new places, in new experience, and in the unexplored in our lives. And would ask, Father, for the children, that you would continue to put them in touch with men and women who care for them and who love the Lord, and would help Norm and Karen to nurture and bring them up in the admonition and fear of you. So we thank you especially for both them and for their children, for the ministry they've had in our lives, and for the smile that personally I've always seen on their faces and the encouragement they've been to me. And I know the rest of the people that have known them well and have worked with them. We thank you for them, and we tell you, Father, that we love them. And again, thank you for your encouragement and upholding of them in their ministry in Germany. Amen.
Okay, any others? We're about to end it here. Sherry?
Kind of nervous. This is the first time that I've ever done this, but I just really felt that the Lord wanted me to share this with you. The Lord's been doing some neat things in my life this summer. I had gone back to school to get a teaching certificate, and I had gotten out in December, and I was looking for a job, but the Lord just didn't seem like anything was opening up. And this summer, he allowed a position to open up for me to teach high school algebra. And that was kind of overwhelming at first, because most of the time the kids were bigger than I. And also, I found out that most of the kids that were going to be in my class, about 32 of them, had either failed, or this was like their second time to take it, or found out a couple, and this is even their third time. So having my first teaching assignment, I knew that the Lord was going to bring a real challenge in my life. And so he did teach me a lot. And I guess I just really felt what this man was saying over here about the discipline problems that we're just really not aware of with parents and with young teenagers, and really some of the problems that they face. And what was real neat that I really wanted to share, and I would ask for your prayers, is that the Lord gave me an opportunity to share with one young woman this summer. And she, before class had started one summer, she asked me, she came up to me and she said, Miss Miller, who wrote the Bible? And it just really blew my mind. And I was just like, Lord, you know, what am I supposed to say? And because I, you know, I wanted to give her something that was scripturally right. And the Lord caused me to remember about John in the book of John, and how it said that the Word is God and God is the Word. And because she asked me, she said, well, you know, it's real hard for me to see that God just writing up there with this little pencil and paper and just writing everything down. And, you know, so I got to share with her just about how God sent his son Jesus and how he inspired prophets like Mark and John and Luke to write the Bible for us. And so anyway, I was really excited, and I went up that day to the scripture stall, and just really felt like the Lord had given me an opportunity to share something with her, a book. And so it was real neat because Lisa Owens was real helpful, and Frank, about finding a book for this young woman. And so anyway, they had suggested a book, A Walk Across America, and it's about a young man who becomes very disillusioned with life and literally walks across America, and in the process he finds the Lord. And so anyway, I got to share this book with her, and she hadn't finished before the end of the term, and I'd really been praying that the Lord would spur her on to read this book. And I was also reading the book so we could kind of share what was going on. And anyway, before the end of the term left, she hadn't finished it, and but I just really left a little note with her that she would call me when she got through, and that we could have a lunch or something together. So I would just really covet your prayers for Marion, that she would really come to know the Lord.
Okay. Let's just pray for Marion. Father, we all have those who do not know you that we're concerned about, and we would bring all of them before you at this time. Especially for Marion, we would pray that she would come to know you. We just commit her to you and trust you right now that you'll bring her to a knowledge of Jesus Christ, a personal relationship with him. We pray in Christ's name. You know, there's a guy sitting down here in the front row, and I'm going to ask Terry to share last, because he is a fellow that I would just like to say it's been amazing, you know, with our economy the way it is. There are so many who are losing their jobs, and we hear about them, and some that are panicky and very fearful. And this guy, you have to pry it out of him. He doesn't know what next month might bring, but I think he's got some things put together, and maybe you'd like to share with us what's happening and also where you are in relationship to jobs, so we can pray.
Well, for those of you who don't know me, I retired from Braniff at a very young age, very recently, and that's how things started. At the end of my Braniff job, which was the end of... Well, just put it this way. My insurance ran out on the first day of July, which is also the day that I got a job in the Air National Guard, which carried me through through July. And just when that job was running out, it was about a 30, 45-day job. 4 days before it ran out, I got another job, which God was very gracious in just thinking up, because this job wasn't even available before in the National Guard. It was just a completely different job, and I have that to the end of this month. He knows I can only take short jobs. So it's been really encouraging me, and just constantly being there answering prayer in our lives. And the other thing I'd like to share is just we recently had one of those five-day clubs in our house, and we just praise God how those young teenage teachers are so into the Word of God, and just are willing to share it with others and spread the Word of God among our young children. And it's just so neat to see that. And just hope that and pray that we'll bring up our children that way.
Okay. I think it'd be good if we stopped and just prayed for Terry and for others that might be going through some job insecurities. Okay.
My husband is going to be having a neurological survey next Thursday. He's had some problems for a very long time, and he has Parkinson's with it. He's getting very forgetful. I do have great need to get away also to get some rest. I'd like to get off for at least 3 weeks to visit my people. They live in four states. Three are in the north and the others in Florida. So since I want to go in October, which is my favorite month, I would fly back to Florida and then home. And we haven't been away from the house, excepting to come to church or go to the grocery, very few other within a year. In these 5 years, we have not been away because of his health. He's not able to stay alone. He's not able to go. So we will have to ask for help. One young lady, one woman here has offered her young son to come. He's 22. But I don't know. We'll have to wait about this neurological survey. Dr. Lancaster, Mal, as you know him, we knew him when he and my husband were both young. And it's been that long. So he suggested a neurologist. And when I did call Ray's doctor, who was going out of town the end of July, he put this same neurologist on the list of five, which he gave. So things are shaping up. And I know that when you trust and know people for so long as Christians, like we have the Lancasters, that when they say, go to Ed Lisk, and then Ray's doctor says, Ed Lisk, why, that we will be going. I am going to ask for a brain scan or encephalogram test to try to see what his problem is, to see if he can get help. So we need a lot of prayer. If he has to be alone, then Tina Danielle had suggested that someone from the church, they could take it in a voluntary basis, someone call mornings, someone call evenings to see how he's doing. So far as eating, he can go to restaurants. We live in Colonies North, and there's about five different types of restaurants, 4 to 7 blocks from our home. So there'd be no problem there. He'd find plenty to eat, I'm sure. But sometimes he sleeps beyond the time he should take his medicine. He sleeps a lot. He needs medication every 3 hours, all day long. And he's almost 77. So there is a lot there to cover. But I do need to get away. I do need to rest, and I do need to rest. And he does need good care and to be in good hands. And we do need to know if he can be helped. So those are the three things. That's a lot to ask of a church you've been in only about 6 months. But when we came here, I said, we've come home. We were in Grace Bible a long time ago. We know about 12, 14 families here from way back. And so we've come home again. And this will be, I'm sure, the church where we will stay, because the men here are Christian leaders. They do no counseling, and they do not judge. We were literally harassed out of an independent church in San Antonio because of my husband's health. That's hard to believe, but it's true.
Let's pray together for Ray and Edna. I can say that Ray has not lost his sense of humor. He's got a good one. You need to meet him. Let's pray together. Father, we thank you for this dear couple and just the way you've worked in their lives. And now with this very difficult time of testing for the both of them, we would pray again that your grace would just be so given in abundance beyond measure. I pray that you would be with those who will be doing the testing if there's any possible help available. Father, if it be your will to heal, we would pray that this would come about and they would realize your grace given here in the act of healing. But Lord, if not, then that you would just continue to give the grace that is necessary to see both of them through this time. We'd pray also that you'd provide someone to stay with Ray during these weeks when Edna visits with her family, and for this time of rest, we just commit them to you and all of their needs, and trust you now to supply them in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. We're going to ask Wink to lead us in, how about, two choruses, and as soon as you finish the second chorus, we're dismissed. It's been great. Have you enjoyed this tonight? We'd like to do this maybe a little more often as the Lord leads us to do so. And we appreciate your participation and time of sharing tonight.
Sweet adoration flows from your children. Glory and honor and praise are a part of our constant devotion. Set in motion for the Divine One who reigns in our hearts. Jesus, how lovely you are. You are so gentle, so pure and kind. Like the bright morning star, Jesus, how lovely you are. Sweet adoration flows from your children, glory and honor and praise are. Set in motion for the Divine One who reigns in our hearts.
In between these songs, it's just been impressed on me. I think we've heard from more people than I can remember in a time like this. And yet it's such a small percentage of what's really going on. And yet I know we can all rejoice with those that are rejoicing and hurt with those that are hurting. And I know that there's a lot more of us in this room and that aren't here tonight that are hurting. And you know who they are. You know who you are. And you haven't been forgotten. God knows. And He's prompting other people to pray for you. And don't give up. Don't give up.
The greatest thing in all my life is knowing you. The greatest thing in all my life is knowing you. I want to know you, Lord. I want to know you, Lord. The greatest thing in all my life is knowing you. The greatest thing in all my life is serving you.
He is faithful.
The greatest thing in all my life is serving you. I want to serve. All my life is served.
just a second, Doug. Let's pray. We just got to pray. Lord, for these other hurts and for these other needs that right now that you were surfacing, we thank you for your presence, for your power, for your deliverance, Lord, because you've promised it. We don't ask for any understanding. We just thank you of knowing a God that's in control of every detail, the creator of the universe, the beginning and the end. We thank you so much. We lift up these needs to you just as they are. We thank you for the miracle working power that you have and the wonderful way that we're going to be able to look back from eternity and see what a neat thing it was and how you brought us through. And we thank you so much. We thank you so much. In Jesus' name, amen. The greatest thing in all my life is loving you. The greatest thing in all my life, let's stand, is loving you. I want to love you, Lord. I want to love you, Lord. I want to love you, Lord. The greatest thing in all my life is love. Let's sing that one more time. The greatest thing in all my life is loving you. That's all it takes. The greatest thing in all my life is loving you. I want to love you, Lord. I want to love you, Lord. The greatest thing in all
special prayer for Terry and for others who are uncertain of their jobs, and I think as we close at this time that maybe we could do that. Okay. Edna has advanced glaucoma, and that's why she would like to get out to see her folks now. Okay, let's pray. Father, thank you for just the way you have ministered to needs tonight through one another in the body here. And we thank you especially for Terry and Nancy and just the way you sustained them during this time of uncertainty regarding a job. And I pray that you'll continue to give them that trust in you and that peace that passes all understanding. And just the knowledge and awareness that you will never leave them nor forsake them. We thank you for the marvelous way you provided for these months. And we know that you're going to continue to do that, and we pray that you'll provide what you want for Terry as an occupation, a means whereby he can support his family. We would pray for others here in the church who are uncertain of their jobs and perhaps because of this are really undergoing a tremendous amount of pressure and anxiety and perhaps even worry, that you would put their fears to rest through what they've heard tonight and through your word, knowing that you'll meet their needs. And we trust you for that, Father. Thank you for this time. We commit our week to you, our lives to you, to be used. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you. Thanks for coming tonight. Have a good week.